You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Bucknoters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Patrick Murphy. Well, the Buckeyes have their new defensive coordinator, Patrick. It is Jim Knowles, who's been the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State the last 4 years. The Cowboys have the number three total defense in the country this year, a number seven scoring defense. That's a program known as, we all know, all offense, no defense. The fact that they're the number three total defense in the country this year, I think, says a lot about Jim Knowles. We'll get into more nuts and bolts of what kind of scheme he runs and things like that. But just your overall thoughts on this hire. I love it.
I thought it was a good one. I had to do some research. I'm not going to lie. It was not a name that I automatically recognized. I did question whether or not he was related to Beyonce, but that is not the fact. Beyonce Knowles of Destiny's Child and Jay-Z's wife, not related, but
Beyonce Knowles of Beyonce.
Yeah. Beyonce. Just in case people hadn't followed her career closely, but yes, I did.
Hadn't heard Destiny's Child in a while. That's a blast from the past right there. Her and Kelly Rowland and the other girl.
Yeah. The other girl. Right.
There was like two other girls that were in like, we're going to make the whole show about Destiny's Child. We thought we were going to talk about Jim Knowles, but there were two other girls, I think early on that get dropped out, man. One of them did. One of them. I'm glad you know more about this than I do.
They grew up with
that. Yeah. Imagine it's like the fifth Beatle. I mean, imagine how much money that girl lost. Anyway, right. Go ahead. Unless you want to talk about more about Destiny's Child.
I don't imagine Jim Knowles is losing any money on this move. One of the first things I saw when I started Googling him was how much people at Oklahoma State liked him. Mike Gundy talking about wanting to sign him to a long-term contract, players talking very positively about him. Obviously, you mentioned the defense. It improved every year under him at Oklahoma State. It was still a solid defense at Duke when he was there. Like you said, we'll talk about kind of the logistics of his defense, but I think this is good. I think Ryan Day went out and hired maybe not the name. There were probably names out there that would have grabbed the headlines a bit more. But I think when you really start to dive into it, Jim Knowles is a guy who can come in, kind of fit in with the general Ohio State philosophy of defense, but certainly bring his own flair to it. And, you know, you saw success. Let's remember that the Big 12 is an offensive league and they were the best defense of that group, shutting down teams. I mean, if people saw the Big 12 championship game this past weekend, you saw a solid defense that kind of made that game ugly and made it so their offense could hang around in that game. And now he'll come in where you don't need to allow the offense to hang around. We know Ryan Day's offense is going to be explosive. They just need to get that defense even playing, you know, top 30 level to get back to where they want to be. And obviously they want to be beyond that. So I think it's a good hire and I'll be interested to talk to him and kind of pick his brain on how they will do everything here at Ohio State.
Before we get to schematics and what he likes to do, you know what, this is an interesting thing because, you know, Jim Knowles had a lot of suitors, from my understanding. Florida wanted him. Other big schools wanted him. This tells me there's been some talk out there, and I don't know when we'll find out. Eventually we'll find out because it'll be public record. There's been some talk that Ohio State is seriously opening up the checkbook here for Jim Knowles. Now, I don't know if I buy into that he's going to be making $2 million. Then again, Kerry Combs is still – won't be next year, even if he stays on. I'm sure I'll have to take a pay cut. It's making $1.4 million. This isn't like as crazy as it would have been like even like 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, Kerry Combs making $1.4 million. If $2 million would have took to get Jim Knowles, I tell you what, I mean, it probably took at least, what, $1.7 million, I would think, with all these other suitors. With Kerry Combs making $1.4 million, that just makes sense that Jim Knowles would be making more than that. So maybe the more I think about it, maybe they are going to be paying him $2 million. I give Gene Smith and the administration a lot of credit if that's the case.
Well, according to the USA Today coaching database, he was making $800,000 last year. So I imagine it was certainly a big pay raise. As you mentioned, there were a number of people out there, a number of programs out there that were interested in him. I would not be surprised if Ohio State has to start opening the checkbook here. Ryan Day was asked about this the other day, talking about him and some of the head coaching salaries we've seen recently, even extensions for a guy like Mel Tucker at Michigan State, some of the new head coaches. So, you know, money's only going up in the coaching profession. It's a good time to be a good coach, whether you're a head coach, coordinator, assistant. So I think he'll get a pretty nice raise if I had to guess, but you know, maybe he just really wanted to come run this defense and was willing to do it for a little less. We'll find out.
Yeah, I would guarantee he's doubling his salary. 1.6 million is probably the least that he'd be making, because, and maybe he would take, you know, a little bit less to come to Ohio State than maybe a Florida or whoever else is coming after him, USC, because he is, you know, a little background here for the listeners. We did talk about him on Monday's show, gave you a heads up that this could be coming. But if you missed that, he is 56 years old. He's a native of Philadelphia. He was a player and a longtime coach at Cornell. You know who else went to Cornell, Bucknutters? The man who started our site, Mr. Bucknuts, is a fellow Cornellian. Mr. Bucknuts also has a degree from Ohio State, but his undergrad was at Cornell. So Mr. Bucknuts is loving this, I know. Jim Knowles was at Cornell a total of 19 years as a player and coach. He was also including assistant coach, head coach. You know, as Patrick mentioned, he was at Duke 8 years as defensive coordinator. And like I said, the last 4 years at Oklahoma State. Also had 1 year in the SEC at Ole Miss, defensive line coach or linebacker coach. I can't remember. I think it was linebacker coach and recruiting coordinator, Ole Miss, 1 year in 2003. I think that's pretty good right there. And he doesn't seem like a guy, Patrick, who's going to be like trying to chase like a head coaching job. He's 56 years old, so he's not too old, but he's not a young up and comer. I think he is very content to be a defensive coordinator, making a lot of coin. All right, as promised, let's get down to schematics. Go ahead.
I just think when you're Ohio State, from things I'd heard previously, and this was before this coaching search, I think they wanted somebody like that. That, yeah, you want a guy with ambitions, but you also want a guy who wants to be around, wants to stick around. I think as good as a Marcus Freeman would have been as a hire, I think they know that Marcus Freeman wanted to be a head coach, would only be here for a short period of time. Obviously, Ryan Day's not going anywhere anytime soon. And if and when he does, there'll be tons of suitors there. So I think a hire like this makes a lot of sense from that standpoint too. Also, when you say Cornell, I just think of Andy from The Office. That's the first guy that pops into mind in my head, Andy Bernard.
I know, because by the time you came on our beautiful site here, Mr. Bucknuts, a.k.a. Lee Shear, had stepped away to just go, you know, go off to his private island in the Caribbean. Okay, Antigua is not his private island, but he does have a place down there. Listen, he's got, like, you know, the man is doing well in life. Let's put it that way about Mr. Bucknuts. And he's loving the fact that a fellow Cornelian is the defensive coordinator. Okay, schematic. So, I don't know if he's always done this, but certainly I've went and did some research on what he's done at Oklahoma State. Knowles likes to run a 4-2-5. Bucknutters might be like, what? Is this the Michigan game all over again? Third and one, and they're in the 4-2-5. But listen, he's aggressive, though, and he uses the safeties to crash down. You know, and really, and when you have Ronnie Hickman out there, really that's a third linebacker anyway, the way he plays with some of these guys. Court Williams next year. So he runs a 4-2-5 scheme. But, man, is he aggressive. And as you mentioned, he got better. He took over a disastrous defense at Oklahoma State, got better each year, got significantly better to the point where this year, third, number three defense in the country. Again, I love this hire. Your thoughts on the scheme that he runs, Patrick?
I like it a lot. I think it fits what Ohio State's already done. You mentioned similar scheme, but he has his own tweaks for sure. He has what they called a jack linebacker, who is an athletic defensive end for most defenses, but this is a guy, he moves around a lot. I was reading last night kind of about that position and how Jim Knowles used it. He's not always lining up on the end. Like a lot of times you see that jack linebacker do, they move him around so that they can then move other linebackers around to fit the various formations of the offense. It's a smart way to use that position. I will be very interested to see, assuming he brings that to Ohio State, and I have to imagine he will, who plays that position. You know, maybe like one of these young athletic defensive ends they've got there. Jack Sawyer's a name that certainly comes to mind, but I'll be interested to pick his brain on that a little bit. And then they do have something similar to the Bullet at Oklahoma State. Malcolm Rodriguez looked to me very similar to a Ronnie Hickman, led the team in tackles by a large margin, was moved around, kind of played the weak side linebacker position, but was a converted safety. So I think idea-wise, there's a lot of things that already just fit well. I think you mentioned the aggressive. He likes to bring some blitzes from different places. And we saw more of that throughout the year from Matt Barnes. I think, though, Jim Knowles certainly knows how to call those plays, whereas Matt Barnes was doing it for the first time this past year. Not to say that that's necessarily a negative, but when you have the experience, you've seen it before, I think you have advantages as opposed to what we saw in the Michigan game where maybe things just weren't right. So I think the scheme makes a lot of sense. I think he'll bring a lot of different ideas within the framework of the defense to Ohio State. And I don't think this will be kind of like a Kerry Combs situation where Ryan Day was trying to fit a square peg in the round hole. I do think that Ryan Day needs to be able to just give this defense to Jim Knowles. Obviously Ryan Day will have say on things when, you know, final say at the very least, but it needs to be like a Clemson, Dabo Sweeney, Brent Venables type of situation where I run the offense, you run the defense. Let's get out of each other's way unless we need to have a conversation about something, because I think Ryan Day has tried to keep his hands in the defense a bit too much. And I think that's caused problems at times. Let the guy you just went out and hired run the defense, do his thing. Sure, you'll have your input and whatnot, but be the offensive coach you are and let this thing roll.
You know what else I like about this? When Ryan Day released a statement yesterday announcing the hire, there's no co-defensive coordinator. He said he will be hired as our defensive coordinator. I love that. It's not co-defensive coordinator and this and that. That tells me he's turning things over to Jim Knowles, and Jim Knowles wouldn't have come here if Ryan Day didn't give him that assurance. And that's so smart. Why, you know, you find the best guy. This is exactly what I wanted. Find the best guy, a guy that's known for out scheming the opposition, turn the defense over to him. Bam. And they did this. I love it. I absolutely love it. Those that are wondering,
credit to Ryan Day for just coming out, making this announcement now, figuring out a way to keep your coaches here through recruiting, through the Rose Bowl, but getting this out of the way so it's not something he's asked about 12, 15 times in the lead up to the Rose Bowl. Let's get it done. You have your guy. Let's announce it. Let's do it. You know, a lot of programs haven't done things this way. It hasn't always happened this way at Ohio State. I'm glad they handled it this way.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, and just to be clear, Jim Knowles will start at Ohio State January 2nd. Interestingly, so he will coach Oklahoma State in the Fiesta Bowl, which is your appetizer for the Rose Bowl. That's the game that's on right before the Rose Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl starts at 1 o'clock Eastern on New Year's Day. Rose Bowl starts at 5 o'clock Eastern on New Year's Day. And you'll get to see Jim Knowles going up against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Marcus Freeman taking over the program there at Notre Dame. And we'll see what happens. Getting to coach his first game. Well, I guess this will be his first game. But really, his first game will be in Ohio Stadium to open next season, so that'll be interesting. All right, so other staff changes. Let's get into that. I want to focus on defense. There is a chance Greg Stodrawa, you know, that they could bring in another offensive line coach. We'll talk about that maybe on future episodes. I want to focus on defense and maybe special teams as well. There's got to be it's got to be on the way out now. Do you think they might, I don't know, demote Parker Fleming, or maybe Parker Fleming will take another job? He was a special teams coach. Which would then give them, you know, five defensive coaches on the staff. Who might else be? There's also some talk out there, Patrick, as you know, that Larry Johnson could be retiring. A guy that could be filling in for him there if that happens is Randall Joyner. That sounds like a good name. He's the Ole Miss defensive line coach. More importantly, he was a grad assistant under Larry Johnson at Ohio State in 2016 and 2017. Ryan Day's first year on staff was 2017. So not only was he at Ohio State, he has ties to Ryan Day. Randall Joyner does. Unpack that for me. Defensive, other changes on defense and special teams. What do you expect to happen there?
As you mentioned, at least one coach has to go just because of a numbers game here. You got too many cooks in the kitchen right now. I would not be surprised, based on things that I've heard, if one or both of those is Kerry Combs or Matt Barnes. For me personally, I think Kerry Combs is a great recruiter, great cornerbacks coach. So if he wants to stay on and do that, obviously, you know, the passion, we heard it firsthand in the interview we did with him, the press comments we did with him back a couple months ago, the passion he has for Ohio State and the belief he has in himself. So if he wants to stay around, if they can make that work, I think that's a good one. I could also see the benefit of keeping a guy like Matt Barnes around if you can work that out. A young up and coming coach who, you know, maybe in a Luke Fickle vein, it was a little too early for him or not enough time for him at a place like Ohio State to kind of learn and develop. But if he works under a guy like Jim Knowles, I could see the benefits of that. But I could also see Jim Knowles wanting to bring in his own guys at those kind of positions, the secondary and things like that. Maybe guys he's worked with or guys he knows well that fit exactly what he wants to do. As for Larry Johnson, I've always, with him, taken a I'll believe he's retiring when I see it approach. We've heard these rumors so many times. Obviously, it gets thrown around recruiting. Now, this one does seem different. It does seem like it's coming from people who might have heard things directly from Larry Johnson's mouth. We'll see on that. Again, until I hear officially that he is retiring and Ohio State does have to replace him, I'm going to wait and see. But I do think Randall Joyner, you mentioned, is a good one. There are definitely a number of guys who have worked under Larry Johnson who have gone on to have success that I think Ohio State could tap into if they want to stick with that pipeline, or, you know, maybe they go a new route, but it's obviously been successful the Larry Johnson way. Special teams one is interesting. I thought the special teams was solid this year. I mean, obviously still no kick or punt returns for touchdowns, but like Mecca Buka, I thought looked good. I'm going to need them to not put Julian Fleming back there until he shows he can't drop the ball and make better decisions. But for the most part, I thought Parker Fleming stepped into that role for the first time. Things were good. Obviously, Noah Ruggles, you know, I guess he gets credit for that, even though Noah Ruggles came into the program already kind of established. So, I mean, if Parker Fleming has to go because of numbers, I guess that's fine. You know, I think you can find special teams coaches out there, not to take anything away from that profession, but I think there's a lot of guys that are willing and able to do that. So if they need to move on from him, but I wasn't disappointed with how special teams went this year.
And if they keep either Combs or Barnes on staff, they could be, you know, cornerbacks coach and special teams coach, you know, yeah. Or in Barnes's case, safeties coach and special teams coach, since they both have experience at Ohio State being the special teams coach. All right, last thing. We're going to get a chance to meet with C.J. Stroud here in just a little more than an hour. I got to get the show up fast. C.J. Stroud, it's official. He is a finalist for the Heisman Trophy. Patrick Murphy will be going to New York City along with C.J. Stroud. You'll be there covering it. He'll be there hopefully bringing home some hardware. Now, listen, I think Bryce Young's going to win this award. He's the betting favorite. I'm sure you expect the same thing too, but it's really cool that C.J. Stroud is a finalist. He will be going to New York, and it's going to be fun meeting with him today. 10 o'clock today, we'll be meeting with him at Ohio State, so we'll have full coverage of that on Bucknuts. And Patrick, you're going to be in New York City, the greatest city in the world, to cover this. That's going to be pretty cool. Have you ever covered the Heisman ceremony before? And how often have you been to New York City?
I have not covered the Heisman. I'm looking forward to it. I've been to New York several times, not a ton, but not around the holidays. So I'm interested to see the city. I'll only be there for the weekend, but certainly cool for CJ Stroud. Obviously, first year as a starter. And I think it's interesting just to look back over the last, even before Ryan Day got here, the quarterbacks. I mean, Braxton Miller, he wasn't a finalist, but I think he finished fifth one his freshman year or sophomore year.
Sophomore year.
JT Barrett was obviously high up there during his redshirt freshman year. We know what Dwayne Haskins and Justin Fields both got invited to New York. So the quarterbacks that have been involved in this Heisman conversation for Ohio State date back quite a while. And I think CJ Stroud's the next in line. And obviously he has another year. Dwayne Haskins did not come back for another season after he was a finalist. Justin Fields did, but because of the way the COVID year went, I don't think he ever really had a fair shot, just the number of games that he played. I think if Justin Fields plays a full season, he's probably right back there in the running for that award. As you mentioned, I think everyone expects Alabama's Bryce Young to win it, but I think it's a good sign for CJ Stroud. If CJ Stroud and the Buckeyes, and don't put this on CJ Stroud because I thought he played well, if they beat Michigan, go to the Big Ten championship game, I think this race is a lot closer. You never know what's going to happen in that game, but we saw how Michigan pulled apart Iowa. I imagine this Buckeye offense would have done big things. And in terms of today, I'm interested to talk to CJ Stroud. I'm sure it'll come up. Getting a chance to play back home in Southern California, a kid from there in just his first year starting, playing in a Rose Bowl. Hopefully that's a motivation for him, and he can spread that around to some of the other guys on offense to get them up for this Rose Bowl game. I think that's going to be important for the Buckeyes, but we can talk about that going forward. But yeah, chance to go back after he gets a chance to go to New York. I think that'll be a cool experience for the young man.
Great stuff from Patrick Murphy. I'm going to get the show posted, and can't really drive real fast over to Ohio State today since it's snowy and icy on the roads. Normally I would have no issue with driving a little faster than I should. Go ahead.
One last thing, just to pub this. I'm going to talk to Cody Nagel from our Oklahoma State site today. I'll have a video of that posted on our site about Jim Knowles. So we'll get kind of some perspective from him on what Jim Knowles is like, both as a coach, as a guy, things like that. So we'll talk later, and I'll have that on the site so people can look for that.
He is Patrick Murphy. I am Dave Biddle. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning into the show. We appreciate that very much. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear the Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.